Democrat, demagogues, abominators, crackpots, and just plain old rats. They are idealistic, malicious underminers of American principles of faith, freedom, and personal responsibility. The Democratic Party rallies support by making its adherents feel superior to its detractors. Its detractors are called racist, sexist, illiterate, bigoted, religious fanatics, gun-toting yahoos, greedy capitalists, environment polluters, animal abusers. None of the above applies, but then again, they specialize in lying with bravado so that people buy it. Their adherents are mostly delusional, denying the realities of debt. Now it's $30 trillion. Murder, abortion, enslavement, welfare, Islamic gold, Sharia, more corruption, drugs, sex, socialism, and communism, etc. The Democratic Party and Islam share a common principle. The truth is whatever advances the cause. You cannot trust either of them. The only way to deal with a liar is to write them off. The father of Satan, liars become the children of Satan. The Democratic Party and Islam also agree on Jesus. Fact, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Islam rejects Jesus as the Son of God. The Democrats elevated other religions to have equal standing with Christians. This, my friends, is the spirit of Antichrist. Do not be deceived. This Democratic Party is not JFK's party, nor is it Harry S. Truman's, nor is it Franklin Delano Roosevelt's. I really believe that Kennedy was assassinated because he wasn't a Democrat at all. The counter would be LBJ, who was a Democrat. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. LBJ introduced the Great Society, a place where leeches are bred. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for you.